Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Guaranteed to blow your mind so high you won't come down. Hey, y'all, prepare yourself.
Gatesworth is one of our fine sponsors. 170 in Del Mar, 1 McKnight Place. Food is always great. We're there on Friday. They had the happy hour working at 4 o'clock. Great dinner at 5. Then they had a movie at 6:30. All sorts of activities. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. Speaking of great music, as we just heard, the Spinners, you were at the Sting concert. Did you smoke pot?
I was, no. Oh, this was not.
Did the tux
fit? Frank has.
Did you smoke pot?
Frank has every concert.
Black
as if I got tickets from Damone. I'm in the back row. No, it was a very classy event. Two things.
How expensive was Kim's dress?
Well, that's still the final tally isn't in because, and it's really interesting, we ran into some other people we knew at this event. So it's a big fundraiser for Variety. And I got to tell you, two things you rarely see would be me dressed up.
You were in a tux?
I was in a tux.
Oh, my gosh.
And then me crying at
a
public event.
You were crying?
Because when they show these kids and all they've been through, and then we get into the actual performance and the event, it's a really well done evening. I'd never been. So it's their awards program, and my old boss, Spencer Koch, got an award as the Variety Man of the Year. You would have liked it, too, because his speech talked about the New York Knicks and Bill Bradley. He weaved in the Knicks. But you see these kids that are 7, 8, 9, and they're in wheelchairs that have all sorts of gadgetry. It's great that Variety is able to provide all of this equipment, but you see these kids struggling, and it just breaks your heart. So it was a fun event, but still very emotional when you see what the kids are going through. The tux fit, by the way, which was huge.
I'm glad to hear.
Really?
So
that's all your weight loss for you.
So I thank God I was sick because it timed out well. I bring the tux out, and I put it on Friday afternoon. And then Kim said, when's the last time you wore this? And I said, oh, I don't know, before I met you. I mean, it's literally been 15 years or so. And she said, that is really wrinkled. And I said, oh, it's fine. She's like, no, you're not going like that. So we had to clean it up a little bit. But the dress thing, here is the racket we all need to get into. It's called Rent the Runway.
Yep.
And so women, instead of buying a really fancy dress, you can rent one, but you order it online. And we ran into a couple there, and the guy's telling me the same thing.
So she rented
it? Well, you can do this, but it comes in the mail, and if it doesn't fit or you don't like it, you still pay for it. So I said, wait a minute. So we rented the runway, and now we're sending it back, and we're charged full price whether we use it or not. So final tally is not in yet. I think there's a few dresses that have to be returned, and then I'll get that final total. Those free tickets to Sting, I think we're going to end up at about $700-$800.
Now, do you think that Martin may have looked like George Costanza in this tuxedo there, Matt?
All right, wise guys.
This TV doesn't work. It doesn't look good in my living room. Okay, can I return it? No, you still got to pay for it.
I have to tell you, now I got a beautiful picture. Kim looked great, and we took a picture on the steps at the Stiefel, not Peabody, on the way out. It was really a nice event. It was really well done.
How long was it?
You get there in the 6 o'clock range. I saw Curtis Francois was there. Wow. There were a number of different folks from around town that you would have noticed there raising money for Variety. But the dinner was at 7. Program was probably 8:15 to 8:30-ish for about an hour. And then Sting came out. His show was probably about an hour and a half. Played all these songs that you would have remembered. And, you know, he had a really good set list. But then at the end for the encore, he did a song with all of these kids, too. Aww. And he said they had rehearsed it earlier in the day, so it was a nice touch. Really, really very well-done event.
What'd they serve?
It had a little piece of fish and a little piece of steak, gourmet salad.
And are you, Bob Golby?
I will say I was at a Fox 2 table, and next to me were two open spots. And they said, oh, so-and-so is still coming with his date. Now, it gets a little further into the meal. I finally said to Kim, I said, you think I could just eat their roll? Because everybody had a roll. Everybody had a roll on their own plate. There wasn't like a bowl. So I kind of, at that point, I'm hedging my bets. Maybe they're not coming. And if they do, they're not going to want salad. They're going to be ready for the main entree. So that was one of those pretzel rolls.
Yeah, you got to go.
At that point, I made the move. It paid off.
Do you call it smoking pot? Somebody saying it's called chronic. Or it's called the loud.
Even chronic's kind of an antiquated term.
Hi, are any of you here doing the weed?
The Loud?
The Loud. This was not.
Has anybody ever heard of it called The Loud?
I believe if you're going to use the word loud, it would be more like That Loud, not The Loud.
That Loud?
Yeah, smoking That Loud.
I have to tell you, this was, you had like the CEO of Amarant. Yeah, this was not
a. Can we clip off Frank saying these terminologies for smoking? This is amazing.
This was not off Broadway listening to a Whitesnake cover band. I mean, this was a pretty classy affair. Now, was there any The Loud being smoked there? Maybe. Probably the band. Probably backstage.
Did you ever go to a concert wearing a black concert t-shirt
sure.
and smoke pot?
Oh, I'm sure back in the day. I'm trying to think of maybe Van Halen in high school.
God,
Billy Idol at the old Kiel Auditorium. I don't think we were smoking pot then, though. Probably wearing the black t-shirt.
I was at Mississippi River Festival watching Bill Withers, which is one of my all-time favorite concerts.
I bet there was some of The Loud at that. There was probably some.
Have you ever heard the expression
no,
The Loud?
No, I've never heard of that.
Either have I.
I've never heard of that. But Frank.
The Prodigal saying The Loud.
Frank.
I've heard of Chronic.
I'm just going to thank The Prodigal for just texting that in just so that we could have Frank saying it a couple times.
Or you yell at your kids, I don't want any of you out there doing the weed, okay?
All right, let's switch topics. Let's get back to hockey. Joining us is the fine columnist for the Post-Dispatch, Jeff Gordon. Jeff, a penny for your thoughts from last night's Game 3.
Yeah, it's a groan, huh? It's more like a groan. That starts really hard to understand, Frank, with that amazing intro and all the excitement in the crowd. The place was just on fire. You won the first two games. You know they're going to come out in Winnipeg. You got all this momentum and emotion on your side, and you just were flat. Now, I have no explanation. The rest of it, the X's and O's don't, to me, matter as much as the fact that they just came out and had nothing.
And you had to know Winnipeg was going to bring it. You had to know they were going to play their best, be at their most desperate. That's the part that kills me, is there was no shock value as to what happened with Winnipeg.
No, I mean, when you're down 2-0, the message is pretty simple. It's all out every shift, come out, attack. They were Winnipeg's braced for an onslaught that really never came. Instead, it was their onslaught. And really, I think, except for the one end-to-end rush by Colton Parayko that set up a power play and briefly got the energy level up for the Blues, boy, it just wasn't a whole lot to recommend for the whole game.
Jeff, how about just how open the Jets players were right in front of the net? Like, nobody was around them.
Yeah, they had some amazing opportunities, whether it was setting up or just on a break-in. I mean, the one that they didn't convert, just on a simple rush where Mark Scheifele came in all by himself and just walked all the way in and missed. There were a lot of that. The side-to-side play, obviously, that went uncovered. Another play right at the net for a jam-in. Again, Robert Thomas on that one didn't have the pickup. So, yeah, they just it was a combination of everything. And then once it snowballed on Jordan Binnington, it's for the first time, I think, since we've been watching him play here, maybe you saw a bit of a flinch.
Yeah, what do you expect of him coming back on Tuesday night for Game 4? Obviously, he's your guy. He's been really good on the whole. But I think you're a little nervous. Maybe not in the room, but if you're a fan, you're just a little nervous that there's some sort of crack in the armor.
Yeah, this is an unknown because he just hasn't been here. He's managed to get through this entire run without really having the sort of bad game that all goaltenders have to erase. Now, he was terrific in the first period. I mean, he saved him time and time again. And that's the only reason they were alive when Perron scored the power play goal. But he knows now, conversely, the Dustin Byfuglien goal, you can't give up. And he just, again, it just got away. And he hasn't had to deal with this. I'd expect a pretty solid bounce back from him. He showed some character in Winnipeg when we had the old Twitter brought up, which was pretty feeble, and then he gets run over by Scheifele right away in the game, and he bounces back from all that and showed some heart. But this is unknown territory, so I think we're all anxious to see what happens.
Any idea if Coach Berube could be making any type of lineup change? Any thoughts?
Yeah, they haven't taken the ice yet. They're just about to here at the Enterprise. There's a lot of discussion about maybe Zach Sanford coming out, and whether it's Robbie Fabry or Mackenzie McEachern going in. McEachern played really well, straight line, up and down player that really earned the trust of Craig Berube, so that might be a possibility. It's tough to single out one guy in the Blues mix, but that's an important line for the team, and where Barbashev was just a maniac in that game, hitting everything that moved. And I didn't think Sanford was sturdy at all. So that might be something to watch. But, yeah, I would expect some kind of a change.
And I think, Jeff, something we hadn't seen in a while, the Blues playing dumb. The Sundquist penalty right after the goal, there was the tripping penalty. Now, you could argue the refs were calling it ticky-tack, whatever, but I thought dumb penalties were a big part of last night's meltdown.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, the whole world's watching at center ice. And, you know, obviously the Jets are going to look for ways to get their own power play, which is amazing. They are just tremendous on the power play. So they're going to go down easily if there's any stick in their skate. So you got to avoid those situations, especially right after scoring. And Jay Bouwmeester got caught a couple times. And after the game, Craig Berube said that was some of that was just a factor of them not skating enough, you know, that your sticks are using your sticks instead of your feet. So that will definitely be a point of emphasis. You don't want to put that team on the power play with Laine and Scheifele and Wheeler, and it just goes on and on.
So what's the Gordo take on Craig Berube's press conferences and demeanor and just his whole facade?
Well, you know, he is, for a guy that made a living being an absolute lunatic on the ice, I mean, just a guy that everybody feared. I think there's a presence about him that way, of course. He's a commanding figure, but you know, he's even keel. You know, he's not a we saw him get a little emotional after I think it was game one where he had some response, getting yelled at. He doesn't like that. And we see him on the bench. He can get heated. But you know, I think generally the team likes his evenness, his even keel, because he's stayed with guys more than Mike Gill. Mike Gill got nervous and was constantly shuffling, constantly looking for answers. And I think the players sense that, a sense of weakness and uncertainty, where with Berube, there's more of a sense of this guy's in charge. And give him credit. He stayed the course. That team wasn't great early after he took over, but he kept doing things the same way, and eventually it took hold.
Jeff Gordon, Post-Dispatch columnist. Let's go ahead and say Blues historian at this point. Jeff, you know how the fan base feels this time of year. They're sort of always waiting for the anvil to hit them in the head. Do you think this team, though, is good enough to make a deep run and is built for a good playoff run?
Yeah, you know, I said going in they had a chance. Now, the challenge is always you have to keep getting better. And, you know, they started well, carried over the regular season. They played the right style. Now they've had a setback. So now we have to see whether they can continue to improve, or like so many other Blues teams in the past, they hit a plateau. And if we're talking about a team that since the very early days has gotten to the Final Four like three times. You know, the Jacques Demers year, and then the year they ran into the Patrick Laine, the Avalanche, and then more recently San Jose. That's it for decades. So, and obviously, you know, the cups they played for were a bit of an asterisk. So, yeah, I think Blues fans are understandably worried, and this was such a letdown in Game 3, so unexpectedly bad, that I'm sure they're all, you know, they've all seen this movie before.
All right, Jeff, before I let you go, a couple of quick Cardinal thoughts. When you're watching Marcell Ozuna play left field, you are thinking?
Adventure. It's adventure. You know, dude's having fun playing baseball, but that's a little worrisome. You know, what does Willie McGee think? That's got to be the – how's his stomach lining?
Yeah, it's Lonnie Skates on steroids out there. Not on steroids, but just in terms of the – animated play, the adventure that is left. He did win a gold glove. Do not forget that.
Yes.
How did you do that, Martin?
I don't know. Frank and I have been reviewing the 2017 Marlins season each night, game by game, trying to decipher what exactly went into that voting.
Oh.
I imagine Wainwright is surprising you.
Yeah, you know, who knew that right now he would be the stabilizer like he was in the old days? I think at the very least what he's doing is, you know, putting a better finish on a career, and he's also, for the time being, buying some time for, you know, whether it's Miles Mikolas to find his command or Carlos Martinez to get healthy. He's doing this team a real service, and how long it lasts, we'll see. But I think a lot of us were fearful that he would come out and look like the guy that we saw last year dying against the Padres when his arm just wouldn't respond.
Do you think long-term Alex Reyes is going to be as special as we thought, or do you think Alex Reyes may just be a guy?
In other words, will he be Anthony Reyes and become a fireman instead of a long-term pitcher? I still believe he's so big and strong, and he's got such a nice arsenal. I think he just looks the part, doesn't he? And it's just right now he's getting getting guys out in the minors, but he's walking a lot of guys. So I'm going to still be optimistic at least another year on this guy. So I just look at that guy thinking, how can he miss?
Jeff, good stuff. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, guys. Let's see what our heroes have next.
All right, Jeff Gordon joining us.
And if he weren't at the rink, he would. That's a great job of piping in that natural sound of pucks hitting the sideboards. You know, it just had the perfect. If we could clip that off and use it for every Strick report when he's actually sitting at his house in West County, we'll just add a little hockey element underneath.
By the way, that Alex Reyes, Anthony Reyes comparison is just unbelievable because people forget this. That Anthony Reyes was almost as highly regarded as Alex Reyes, and he had that electrifying Game 1 start in the World Series. And you're thinking, oh, my goodness, we're going to have a Cy Young Award winner one day here.
I kind of forgot what happened. He just kind of faded, but I don't remember the specifics.
Well, he started the 2007 season, I believe, 0-8. That's what happened, and his ERA was 6.
Did he go to the Royals for a second? And he bounced around a little bit, but then just out of the league before you knew it.
Yeah, they sent him to Memphis that year, and then he had Tommy John, and he was one of those cases. I think Dr. Rick says maybe it's 70, 80% come back great, and he was one of those that didn't. So
I think it's too soon to say it's not going to happen for Alex, but I understand.
No,
if
absolutely.
But if you're a Cardinal front office person, you're probably a little nervous ever saying he's a key piece. I don't think you can say that yet.
Absolutely.
Until you see more.
All right, so I just got this text from Charles Tuna Edwards, and now I want your Las Vegas odds, all three of you. Charles Tuna Edwards says, just spoke to Andy Piatosa from Cafe Napoli 2,
oh,
and food is for sure on Friday. So when you get that from Chuck, what would you say the odds of food here being Friday?
5% maybe.
5?
Yeah.
That is low.
I was going to give Matt, him a, I was going to give him a very generous 30.
30?
I was thinking 32, between 30 and 40%.
Yeah. It's definitely.
Are we here?
Of course,
are
that's
we in
studio
Friday?
Of course,
we are in studio Friday.
We want this to be said. That's all on Chuck and not any bit on the wonderful
Cafe Napoli
people over at Cafe Napoli.
Oh, correct.
It's not on them at all.
Well, we just know Chuck's record. Because Chuck's excuse on Friday will be, I had to go to the airport, or I had to pick up my daughter.
Well, there was one. Oh, I didn't know you were
going to
be here. Something with shoes. Oh, I didn't know you were going to be here.
There was one time he was going to bring Crown Candy, but he said he didn't want to want the bacon smell in his car, so he didn't pick it up.
Who are you counting on more in 2019, Alex Reyes or Charlie Tuna? I got to go Reyes. But we'll be here Friday. We'll be hopeful.
Yes.
We'll be here. Willing to serve, Tuna just needs to do his part. This, I mean, this is over a year now of promise. We did have barbecue from Barney's one time.
Yeah, I wasn't here that day. Larry, this doesn't count. Larry the Cam Girl, loud means it's very good weed.
Oh, loud is good weed. Okay.
Yes. Great look, Martin, black T-shirt, khaki, and penny loafers at Van Halen. Driver Joe.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to find a picture for Frank here. Let's see.
Tuna responding, by the way, to these disparaging remarks.
I realize now I will not be allowed to have any food.
He says, done deal, 99%.
Wow.
Well, he wouldn't give it 100, though.
Wow. Even he's putting a 1% chance that it doesn't happen.
That's right.
All
right.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Who's that trophy wife? You kind of, you almost look like Blake Carrington there. That looks like a set from Dynasty.
How
wow.
Blake Carrington.
Hey, John Forsythe was a handsome man, and I say that as a career heterosexual.
Thank, and he was he the one married? No, I'm thinking of John Derrick was married to Bo Derrick and Linda Evans.
Yeah. And then Yanni hooked up with Linda Evans. Yanni, the great singer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for a long time. What do you say? What do you?
The jazz guy, the flute person.
Piano player?
Yeah.
Didn't Franco see Yanni?
I did see Yanni at the Fox. It was an unbelievable show.
Was the loud being passed around at the Yanni
Not
show?
That one. It was kind of an older look. Not that older people don't do loud.
Only with chronic
word here.
Only with chronic back pain.
Yes.
Can you please drop the loud with Dr. Rick Lehman tomorrow?
Yeah,
he's back.
You think Dr. Rick knows what loud is?
Yes, he will.
Did you know what loud was before today?
Yeah, I've heard that
okay,
slang
but
before.
Martin, you have not.
No.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Dr. Yeah, Frank, it's been the loud for a while. Really, the kids now are doing this. And what you got to watch out for
it's
is on the street.
It's actually good for ex-NFL players.
Yes. He will have a take. You can ask Dr. Rick about flooding downtown. Well, what's happening with these rivers in Minnesota? He's got a take. He's always got a take.
All right, we'll take a short time out. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We'll be right back.